This is an ABC podcast.
This is Baby Talk Podcast with Penny Johnston.
As a new mother, I thought breastfeeding was going to be one of those things. Easy, like falling off a log. You know, you've got the bosoms, the baby hooks on, feed. Any idiot could do it, and there are a few million years of mammalian evolution conspiring to make it happen. Oh, how spectacularly wrong I was. Now, almost 10 years later, I can laugh. But at the time, there were tears, hot, angry, frustrated tears. Why didn't anyone tell me? You see, I thought I was fairly set up to succeed. I had the equipment. I had lots of family members who breastfed. For Pete's sakes, I had two sisters who'd already fed six babies before me. But it just wasn't happening. I had pediatricians prescribing my baby formula. He was dropping below his birth weight. I had my best friend, a midwife, on standby. And still, it wasn't happening. This period of my life was an absolute nightmare. And if you've experienced anything similar, you'll know exactly how tense it was in our house for the first few weeks. If only I'd been able to talk to somebody. Someone at that horrendous low point, you know, the 3 a.m. feed or the 5 a.m. feed or the kill me right now, my nipple is about to fall off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, there's been a team who's been slogging away for the last 6 years to make something that might be really useful if you are struggling to breastfeed. How about an app for that? Maddie Sands is a tech developer in San Francisco, and she is passionate about helping mothers to breastfeed. Maddie, tell us about Help Me Feed.
We're a non-profit, and our mission is to help parents breastfeed using smart, modern, scalable technology.
On the team, Karina Ayres, who's head of maternal child health for Help Me Feed.
Our goal is to help health professionals help mums with their breastfeeding journey.
So Maddie, what was it that made you want to put the technology to work to really help women breastfeed?
I went to an all-girls Catholic school in Melbourne, and I was brought up by really strong women. And so when I went over to San Francisco, I was really frustrated with the lack of technology and innovation in women's health. And so coming back, I made it one of my missions that I wanted to put all the skills that I learned over there and be able to adapt it to something that I feel really passionate about. And that's kind of how the project started.
Karina, you've been working in this area hands-on. How do you think the technology will work for the women that you've been used to dealing with, the ones based in remote areas of Western Australia? You've had a lot of new mothers who are quite isolated.
Yeah, I think one of the exciting things was to see how technology could connect people who are living way out of the normal support services in regional areas, and also how to use it in a really visual way, which was so important with breastfeeding. It is a skill that is learned in communities, and when you go home and you're isolated with a little baby, I thought it was a great match to start using visual guides and have the health professional as the key person to help that woman more remotely through great teleconferencing, video calls, SMS, and targeting that millennial generation who are all over that.
Yeah, well, they're all over it, but they're also, and particularly in places like Western Australia, sort of suffering from that lack of connection with family and relatives and the wise people that can help them in a journey like becoming a mother.
Absolutely. And that was one of the beauties of being able to connect people more remotely and just to give them that encouragement and build their confidence on whatever part of the breastfeeding journey they start or finish at, but to make them feel more confident they'd had good support that was more customised to them.
Starting a not-for-profit is hard enough in the first place, but how hard was it to hook in the technology in a really helpful, female-friendly type way?
We started on the project, so we looked at the entire journey, and it's been a journey. It's been over 6 years that we've been working on this project for, and we looked at the entire pathway that a mother and a health professional goes through, usually on their breastfeeding journey, and we picked out the points that we really thought we'd be able to impact and we could improve, and we knew that technology could help. help. There's no point inventing a technology for a problem that doesn't exist or making a problem harder than it needs to be. And that's why we're not trying to replace face-to-face visits, but we're really trying to support them in between those face-to-face visits when right now there isn't any support. So most mums will go home with a printed piece of paper, or you get sent a YouTube video, you're told to fast forward to 30 minutes and 16 seconds, watch for 5 seconds and then stop. And it's just a terrible experience. And it's not solving the problem that we have. And so when we looked at the problem with the eyes of looking at what can we build to improve it, we were able to come up with a program, an app, and all the extra community engagement that we're doing that we think will be able to make a real difference.
Anyone who's ever had anything to do with creating an app or a program to do anything, specifically in the health field, will know that this is a long, drawn-out process. And so you're still a bit away from launch, but part of making it work is going to be the humans that are going to help you. So who are you recruiting to be part of this technology?
First, we're recruiting health professionals because they're the ones who are going to be able to provide it to their parents. So they're the ones who will create an account, add their parents and assign them content. But we're also really passionate about building an ecosystem around this issue and building a community. There's tons of people out there who have really great knowledge and advice and can provide that emotional support that a parent needs at 3 a.m. when the baby's crying, you're in pain, and you just need someone to talk to make sure that you're just to feel that you're not alone in the world. So what we've done is we've created a community coaching app as well. So what will happen is if the health professional isn't able to talk to the parent, so say 3 o'clock in the morning, they're able to turn it on. You get matched with a coach from somewhere else in around the world who hopefully it's not 3 a.m. for that coach. And you're able to, the parent's then able to talk to the coach. The coach can provide them some emotional support, tell them that they're not alone, they're doing a great job, find some resources for them.
Yeah, why don't you try this?
Exactly. And so what we're really looking for at the moment is we're looking for those people who are interested in becoming coaches to really help be the first ones, the ground roots of this entire movement, to be able to come on board and help us develop this community. You know, I'm from the tech industry, and so I can provide the infrastructure, but what I can't provide is that community approach, and I can't provide that emotional support to all of these mums that need it. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I think a lot of your listeners, if they're interested, they can jump on the website, they can give us their email and name and a little bit about themselves, and we really need their help to build this movement.
Corinna, I guess you're looking for your mums that have been there and done the hard yards, that made it through or maybe didn't, with everything that they picked up on the way.
I think when you've had a personal experience, or even, you know, one of your family, best friends, had some wiseness in the world of knowing that sometimes it's just a bit of emotional support and encouragement that people need without complicating it with too much other things. And being able to tap them in a really key way using an app that's in real time, and they can use other resources that are available in the app to help the mum, so that the advice becomes really consistent. There's no pressure for them to feel that they need to know everything. It's just that they're kind of the glue that holds things together to keep these mums feeling supported and encouraged and to carry on a little bit longer when it's tough.
So the coaches don't necessarily need to be able to diagnose mastitis or deliver really technical breastfeeding advice. What you found out, Maddie, was that mums were just wanting to know that they were doing the right thing by feeding twice in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's right. And I think a lot of people can relate to it, that when you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning, your nipples are sore, your baby's crying, the dad's asleep, and you just feel so alone.
Yeah.
And so what we found is that mums were, one, just wanting to reach out to find somebody else who was up at that time who might have been nursing, or someone else who's gone through that, who just feels so, so alone, to know that you're not alone. There's a whole community out there that's there to help you and support you. And that it's just a couple more hours and the sun will rise and it's going to be a new day. But if you do have serious issues, like you are worried that you have mastitis, you also have the confidence then to say, no, I need to go see my health professional. Something is wrong. And that's, I think, another validation that the parents will be able to get from the community coaches is to say, no, this isn't right. Even if it's just validating their fears, to say, you've got to go seek some extra help when you wake up in the morning, or even go to the hospital right away.
And the beauty of this is, because it's global, you've got the benefit of mothers being in New York talking to mothers who are in Western Australia, who might be in Nairobi or wherever in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And that also makes it a lot easier for the community coaches. We understand that everyone has their day life. You know, everyone has their, they've got kids running around, they're doing school drop-offs, they've got work, but they still want to be involved in the community and they still have so much knowledge and support that they can give. So even if you just jump on for 5 minutes, you help one mum and that's all you do for an entire month, that's okay. You don't, it's not something that you need to schedule. It's not something that you need to commit to. It's something that you can do in the privacy of your own home. And it's really whatever you can give to back to the community.
Do you think that the mums that you've worked with would be happy to be part of that community?
Yeah, I really think so. And I think it's also the older generation mums that now they've seen things work very differently for the next generation. We do have so much more evidence around the breastfeeding practices and the public health benefits of breastfeeding. And they may not have had that given to them. So I think they can see a bit of a switch, and it would be really nice to involve them in some way to give back. And often they feel a bit kind of ripped off, I suppose, that they maybe didn't get that support when they were there, so let's try and turn it around and give it. So I really do think there will be people out there, if they're feeling it, will be easy to do. That's the main thing, and that's where the technology comes in.
To share the absolute details, we've got to wait till the launch, unfortunately, but for anyone who's wanting to become a volunteer or a health professional that is thinking, oh, gee, I wish I had something better to share with my patients, how do we find out pre-launch?
Yeah, they can jump on the website. You can sign up for the newsletter and we'll let everyone know when we're ready to launch. Also, when we do our pre-launch as well for early access. But right now, anyone who's interested in doing the volunteer community coaches, we're actively seeking right now to help build that community. Karina made a really good point as well, is it's not just mums that we're looking for. There's a whole group out there that are health professionals that have retired and they still want to be involved in the community, but maybe they can't have the time to go into a hospital or can't volunteer for a couple of days a week, but they still want to give that support with a low commitment, and this is the perfect program for them.
Is there training for the community coaches?
Yeah, we train them on how to use the app. We train them on how to support their parents. We also have mediators, which are volunteer community coaches as well, that will be their point of contact that they can talk to and ask advice on. And we have a full support system. So if they have any questions, they can always come to us or come to their mediator. And we never want them to do anything that they feel uncomfortable with. So until they're ready and they feel okay taking the parent, then they can just keep using the app and keep playing around with it, finding out more about the resources, how it works, until they feel comfortable. And then once they're ready to take that first parent, they just turn the switch on and the first parent will pop up on their phone.
Wow, the technology. Can you just give us an idea of what's involved in this launch? I mean, you've just spent 10 days working with your team hunkered down in a house in the hills. Give us an idea of just how much work it is.
So, like I said, we've been working on this app for 6 years now.
Six.
It's been a really, really long time. And when you look at from where we started to where we are now, it's still the same problem, but the way that we're trying to solve the problem is completely different. So we went through a lot of trials and testing to figure out what do people actually need, what is scalable, what works, what doesn't work. We failed a lot of times. And I think that's why now we have such a great app. So that was the last 6 years. The last 10 days, we're a completely global team. So we've got people in WA, Melbourne, San Francisco, Colombia, New Zealand. Everyone's completely spread across the globe. So it's really important for us to come together and make sure that we have everything in a line. They say that to get to 90% is easy. That last 10% takes the same amount of time. And so that's what we're trying to do right now, is just really nut out the last 10%. coming to an isolated house away from our families has been really hard, but it's also really important because instead of just doing an 8-hour day, you have about a 16-hour day, because every meal time you're talking about different aspects of the app or building the community, you go to sleep thinking about it. And so we've been able to really come together with a lot of fantastic ideas. Our team is very split on what our different skill levels are, where we've got people. So I'm a technologist. I live in San Francisco. Karina's a maternal health nurse. We have Matt, who's great with our policies. He's an old UN crisis negotiator. So we've got people from such different diversities that are able to come together and have different opinions. And we really are able to work that in to create something that's going to be really, really special.
So being part of the maternal child health system, how do you think this program's going to help?
I think seeing a new way to do things will really, I hope, encourage, you know, I've got many colleagues who've been a part of this already, doing a bit of research and contributing to helping me build content and map it all. But I think it will be key in a way to look at how we use resources with parents and really connect with this new generation. And I think that will really support the profession. It's always been one of my biggest goals, is to make our lives less admin documentation kind of focused, because we have to, obviously. But this will be a first step in the direction of bringing new tools, really visually beautiful and easy to use tools, into their workload. So it'd be a great goal if it went, obviously, across nationwide, and every maternal child health nurse and midwife could access something like this through their work.
The app is designed for breastfeeding, but we know that seriously not everybody can, either physically or economic or whatever reason. If you can't breastfeed, is this program still going to be for you?
So at the heart of what we do is respect for all women's feeding choices. So our goal is to make sure that the women who want to breastfeed are given every chance to do so with confidence, but that every woman feels supported and respected in their breastfeeding choices and their feeding choices.
And is there some information for women who have to mix feed or change the way they feed?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the key things to remember is that going into having their first baby, over 90% of women want to breastfeed and have the goal, but things don't work out for whatever reason. And we're hoping that the engagement with those mums will help. And if they're going down a road where there are some issues, we want the health professional to be the key person to guide them on partial breastfeeding or mixed feeding, if that's what they need to do, and have the confidence that they've had the support to get as much out of their breastfeeding journey as possible. So, you know, whether it be for a couple of weeks or a couple of years, we hope to give them the information and the foundation on how babies' behaviour affects it, how physiologically their bodies are made. So there's all those key pieces of content that should help put the pieces together for each woman as an individual. And that's our main aim.
Karina Ayres, Head of Maternal Child Health, and Maddie Sands, Tech Developer, for the new app Help Me Feed. So watch this space for the launch. But if you think you could help, head over to Help Me Feed, or there's a link on the Baby Talk website. Just search Baby Talk, one word, and you should find us pretty easily. Help Me Feed is the name of the app that's about to launch, and community members are needed. If you're willing to put in a few hours a week to help new mothers with their breastfeeding journey, you would be made very, very welcome indeed. And we'll keep you up to date with the launch as it happens. So keep an eye on Baby Talk on Facebook, and we'll put links there as well. Just Baby Talk, one word, or Baby Talk with Penny will find us on Facebook. And there is a private Facebook group called Baby Talk. And if you would like to join that, then you can post your comments or questions to our pretty experienced group of parents that are on that group, and making it a really interesting place to be. If you've just discovered Baby Talk, did you know we have been growing for a few years now, since I got back to work after maternity leave? And there are some fantastic podcasts about the most amazing topics, perhaps some things that you didn't even think you needed to know about being a new parent, like this terrific podcast from last week, which has got some of the secrets that French parents use to make sure that their children are not fussy eaters.
Well, French kids are as likely to be fussy eaters as Australian kids, and that's the good news, really. But at the end of the day, there is a machine in France, a cultural machine, that helps with fussy eating. Most kids actually attend early childhood centres, and they attend school canteens. So a lot of their eating is actually dealt with by professionals, if you like, but also there's the peer pressure element, there's the group eating together element that really helps families. So a lot of the fussy eating, if you like, is going to be rolled over by this system that there is in place.
That was the terrific Marie-France Laval talking about some of the French secrets to making sure their children are well fed. You can find Baby Talk on iTunes by searching Baby Talk, or on the ABC Listen app, which has some other fantastic podcasts and radio programs that you can investigate. There's a new Baby Talk episode every week that we hope you'll find really helpful.
Hear the latest episode of Baby Talk as soon as it's birthed. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and on the ABC Listen app.
I'm Penny Johnston, and I'll see you next time on Baby Talk.
ABC Baby Talk is a weekly podcast on ABC Digital Radio, wherever you get your podcasts and on the ABC Listen app. Like us on Facebook to find out as soon as a new episode is ready. Just search for ABC Baby Talk.